Welcome to episode 6. Today we discuss our stories about how it is to live in Switzerland. Enjoy.
Morning, morning.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Should we do our welcome call?
Jamba?
What's up?
I'm sitting on the floor recording a podcast.
Okay, didn't think about that.
It's a bit early.
Yeah, true. Welcome back to our life. And today, we want to talk a bit about Switzerland because we thought, kind of for everyone who couldn't listen to our Swiss German episode, we would now give you a little bit of Switzerland in a language that you understand. And we thought we would just kind of start an open conversation about how it is to live here. So, wait, Champa, are you, like, since when do you live here? Since you were born, you just always went back for a couple of weeks to Gambia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm I think more Swiss than Gambian, but don't tell that to my father because he's always, she's Gambian. But yeah, I was born in Basel and then I went every year to Gambia.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you like lived there as a kid or something.
Yeah, I was 3 months in a row like there and went to school. Like I felt the life there. But when I was in school here, like in primary school, I didn't go anymore because it was
I
had to go to school because we went always in winter, then it the rain season wasn't there, so yeah.
Okay.
But I love Ney has to always snack during the podcast, which makes sense.
I'm just peeling a clementine.
Maybe it's like ASMR in the background. It's our background background noise. Yeah, like Ney and me just live here. Have never lived somewhere else yet.
But Switzerland.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess we've all just lived our whole life here with some visits.
Boring.
Is it boring?
No.
No, I think it's cool.
I don't know. I feel like we're actually just so spoiled with a lot of things.
Yeah.
And
a lot of things.
Like everything we, like from our country, I think we don't really have a lot of, I mean, I'm not gonna say that like politics is perfect or anything anywhere, but otherwise, like if you just live, like you don't even really, like if you,
but you have a lot of rights to speak up.
Yeah. I think you can live pretty like unbothered here and not really encounter any problems with just living here, except that everything is so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
I guess, but you also earn a lot if you have a regular job.
Yeah, once you have a job.
I mean, just the thing is,
I mean, what is a regular job? Like, a lot of people can't even get that here.
Okay. What are all the people doing who are working right now?
Yeah, but not everyone, like, not every job pays, like, in, like, the same amount.
But there is a Mindestlohn.
Yeah.
Which is, like, almost 4,000.
A Mindestlohn.
Yeah. What's it like
a minimum.
A minimum amount you can earn. It's like between 3,000 and 4,000 francs. If you just work every day 8 hours, which is like enough to survive.
I just feel like not everyone has that.
Obviously, we are not working like that. Yeah. And we don't really know, but we know when you work, you can get a lot. Yeah.
Even if you're like a, if you work at a cafe, you earn like enough.
I guess.
If you work every day.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 days a week, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a part of that, we have just this blessing where we can go to the snow, to the coldness, go skiing, and then also we can go a bit further down, and then we have like the warmness, even a bit Italian feeling, because everybody speaks and,
like,
Italian.
The French part is also like warmer. They have like the wine, wine thingies.
And it really feels like different worlds when you go there, like from the Swiss, from the Swiss German part to the Swiss Italian part. Like there's such, there's also kind of, it something connects us, because we all like, you can feel that they're not fully Italian, for example. Like everyone still has kind of this Swiss behavior, but still more of their like Italian culture. You know what I mean?
And I mean, the best thing I think is like when I lived in Basel, I just noticed that I have 4 hours of train driving to go to Milano, 3 hours to go to Paris. That's even less to go.
Three
from Basel.
What?
That's crazy. That's like Tessin is further than Paris. And then you can go to Berlin. I don't know how long it's there, but it's also like not
6 hours with the train or something.
But more and so. Last time I drove 6 hours to see a lake in Switzerland.
But yeah,
so also but that's because it's in the mountains and it's complicated to get there. But like the connections are crazy good here.
And like, I mean, not everything, but pretty much everything works. It's like trains are on time, there are trains, people are working to make
but people
work.
Are still mad that they are sometimes
underpaid.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, I think we just have high standards,
have
and then when something goes
wrong, then
like
everybody's pissed.
There's like countries where there are no trains, no buses or anything, so I think we're pretty blessed.
Yeah, but
it's pretty well connected.
I have to say, in Ticino, there is worse, like bus connections and all this stuff. We went, in the beginning of the year, we went to Ticino, and it was a pain to get there.
I can't even remember. I think we took a taxi, right?
Yeah, you guys took a taxi, but Tim and I were first there. And you had to drive with the bus and then get off and then get on the next bus. But when the bus is late... and it was like, this bus was late, so we missed the other bus. And we checked when the next one is coming in 2 hours. So we saw, okay, it's about 50 minutes, 20 minutes to walk. Okay, we walk.
Oh yeah, you walked.
But Ticino is like up the hill.
Yeah, there's
next
like,
level.
Imagine hills surrounding a lake. It's always kind of like, it's a lot of times it's just like,
it's just everything is in the hills.
Yeah.
Everything. And it went... it was the worst thing. We had suitcases. We were like, it was longer than 50 minutes.
Yeah.
When was that? Was it in
but it was
March.
Fun. It was fun.
And then we came and we were just like, we're just going to take a taxi because we didn't really understand. I don't remember. It's so weird because I met everyone for the first time in the train, right? And then I drove there. I forgot that you weren't even there. And then I traveled with them, which was so much fun. And then, we just spent, like, a couple of days in that house.
Yeah. Because everybody was, like, creative and on their own. But also we... Yeah, that's not the topic.
Yeah, but it's cool how you can just go to... I don't know, just go on a train for a couple of hours and then you're in such a completely different place. Like, it feels so different, but it's still the same country, it's still the same currency, you can still kind of continue with your high standards somehow. I'm not saying that high standards are good, but you can still expect it to be kind of clean and organized.
Switzerland is so clean, and that's I think the most thing I appreciate.
I also appreciate how much water we have.
We can drink everything.
I appreciate how clean it is. You can drink all the water, tap water. There's like fountains in the cities and in the villages. You can just fill up your bottle. It's like there
Jamba's
are like
getting
really
undressed.
Good hiking routes with every there are so many signs. The infrastructure is just pretty good.
Something about the water, I learned that in school. I think maybe I told you already, Yusuf, but there are all around Zurich there are like these fountains. Mm-hmm. Do you know them? Mm-hmm. Nay. And those are in case the lake gets poisoned because the water is coming from the lake which we drink here. Mm-hmm. And in case it gets poisoned, we are allowed to go to these fountains, and it comes from Zug. Mm-hmm. Zugsee. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the water in the fountain comes from Zug.
Yeah.
Ah.
They had like a
Abkommen.
Mm-hmm. How do you call it?
They just agreed.
Like a deal, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think Zug is not so happy about it. I don't know. This is what my teacher said. Mm-hmm. And then every person could go there and mm-hmm. get like 4 liters per person. Oh. Interesting, no? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I think you haven't told me yet.
So interesting.
I guess that makes sense.
That makes sense, it's because it's like actually easy to poison the lake.
Yeah.
But we have this Wasserflöhe, this water animals.
Yeah.
And then
fleas.
As soon as they die, you know something is in there. So it's really good control.
I think they're definitely like observing that the whole time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, cool. It's really a blessing that we have water, mm-hmm. which we can drink from the lake. In the mountains, you just walk by a bach.
Yeah, like a little river,
a little creek.
Yeah, and then you can just fill up your bottle, and it's just nature.
Yes.
Nature flows through your
Thank
body.
The glacier gods, but Thank the glaciers
you.
Are disappearing.
I really feel so blessed that we can just drive even an hour from Zurich and we're in the mountains.
You could literally could drive 20 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're already surrounded
it's
by
just so
not just, mm-hmm. I know, just even, as I said, 20 minutes and you're like in the most beautiful mountains. Mm-hmm. And not just fields. Fields can be cool too, but there's just so much. There's so much special nature here somehow.
But then again, like I feel like in other countries like Russia,
definitely I'm not like
Ukraine
I'm not
and
saying
everything. There's really cool nature.
But
too.
You can't compare it.
I don't know. Maybe
I think it's
I wouldn't compare anything.
Not like this. I mean, not like Russia isn't good. I mean, you can't compare it. It's difficult. It's different and special in another way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking about, yo, this is so cool here, mm-hmm. it's cool here, but probably there's in the other country something mm-hmm. way cooler, but different mm-hmm. cool.
You can just speak on this because it's your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've just spent a lot of time also in nature and got to witness it and stuff like that. Just how special it is to and how accessible it is for us, you know. I guess there's like places where I would travel to like from here that would be so freaking far just to see it, and I think it's the same like that people come here to see our mm-hmm. nature mm-hmm. and we can just take a train ride and we're already there mm-hmm. which is freaking so amazing.
Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is, I think I could go 1,000 times to the same place mm-hmm. and be like,
so
rediscover it every time again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so, yeah, my mind
mm-hmm.
is so.
And also, I love that this country has seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could go somewhere in the spring and it's different than in the fall.
True.
And
the
it's
different,
different in the in summer. And
now
then
in the fall, but the trees show still fall
mm. holding on to the last leaves.
I mean, the weather is a kind of winter, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's not winter yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I mean also that we have such, I know we aren't the biggest skiing, snowboarding people. Like I love snowboarding. I'm definitely gonna spend more time doing that.
When did you start? Last
winter? I went to ski camp.
Yeah, but you were the first time on a board.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Definitely want to spend more time doing that, but that is, I feel like, a huge part of a lot of Swiss people's lives, that they spend weeks skiing and It's like a whole culture thing somehow.
It's so expensive.
Oh my god. That's the only reason I don't go.
How? I think they spend like... The reason why they go so often is because they pay like a season abo. Because this makes more sense. Because it's like... It's already expensive, but... Till you are on the slopes, it's also expensive.
Yeah, so a season pass makes sense. I mean, you have to pay the train, you have to pay your equipment, you have to pay your stay, you have to pay the food, you have to pay the skiing, like, itself.
Area, also, yeah.
Yeah, but as I said, I think it's really, for some people, it's just something they go, like, they do every year, so they save up for that debt. Like, you know, it's like they're gonna go anyways, and a lot of people celebrate New Year's and Christmas in the mountains, and I think that's also really cool. I definitely want to do that once.
Nate, can you drive?
I mean, I've skied before.
Oh, how good are you?
Really not good.
No?
Same. Okay. I mean, I can, like, drive down a mountain.
Yeah,
tricks or anything.
We never spend more than...
No, me as well. But I'm like a fast driver. Ooh. I can get faster. But that's like not in a safe way, because my neighbors, we went always with our neighbors and another family, and they just are fast. So I was like, no, don't drive away from me. And I just learned how to drive. Down without any how do you call it, curves?
Yeah, curves.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like
that's
what
true.
I can do is like, our grandpa is a skiing instructor. I mean, he's still here, but he would teach us how to ski, and like he would teach us the first thing: if it's too fast, you just need to sit down.
That's my ending. Really? I'm like, yeah, I'm just sitting down, and it hurts sometimes, but it's fine. But
I can do that.
Last winter, I made the decision that it was my last one.
Why?
Because. Do you want to hear? Okay.
Can I just say we forgot our weekly reflection? So.
Oh.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
We can do that soon.
But.
I'm holding on to the tape.
It's so traumatic, okay? No, I went with Timo to Davos to visit Flo and like a friend. Hi, Florian. A friend of Timo, and we were like saying, okay, we were a long time not on skis. Please take it easy. And Flo went with us to a place where you just could go down the, what do you call it, Tiefschnee?
Oh, it's just deep snow.
No.
I don't know if there's like a...
But it's like not on the pass. It's not driven. It's
also freestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never... I mean, there isn't really a path if you go into
You need a
the
different technique.
Yeah.
And it's like... if you fall down, you fall down, and you can't get up a half an hour. Like this, it was there. So we went there. I drove 2 meters. I fell down. Then Timo came behind me. He fell down. I was there stuck. And we had like 2 hours till we were down. Another friend from Flo went down and again up the hill and down.
Really? Oh my god.
Because he went already off, and we went there. We were there.
Whoa.
There were trees. I saw my death.
I can imagine. I wouldn't do that if I wasn't, you know, isn't my pro.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. He tricked us.
No.
And now we are traumatized, and we were like, no. The next day we went to the wellness, yeah. Because we were like, no,
when I go, I'm gonna do like 1 day or half a day snowboard, half a day swim, and just go into the sauna, and then half a day again, you know. I just always need a break, because I don't know how people go the whole day. Like in ski camp, I would always want to stop earlier because I was so tired, but I think when you start, it's harder anyways. But
anyway, ski. Can we talk about something else?
Okay. Let's talk about real quick our weekly reflection, because we can't just leave it out.
Okay. But we're not done with Switzerland.
No.
This is
no.
part one of 100.
Yes.
There's so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Okay, weekly reflection. Who starts?
I can start because mine is really short. Okay. So last week we recorded our Swiss German episode. So since my last weekly reflection has been 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely say I haven't created anything except the podcast. I mean, I have kind of, but I've not created anything. Like, I have not started something new and finished it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just finished some projects and now I'm just kind of taking a... I just kind of stopped creating and let my brain just do whatever, you know what I mean? But I just spent myself with my... Nay is really distracting right now. I don't know what she's doing. But I just spent...
Sorry.
I just spent my time bullet journaling and setting it up because I just got a new one. So that's all I did. I mean, I hung out with people and stuff like that, but
cool.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
For me, we recorded the Swiss German episode, which was really fun. I loved that. Really sorry for everyone who doesn't speak Swiss German. But yeah, the week was good. I stayed in a lot of different places, was in different cities. I chilled a lot, but I also got a lot of work done. Like, Nadia and Lulu, who I helped them with a project, they gave me like a Wacom tablet to draw on. Because I did like an illustration for them, but I did everything like on my laptop, and that's really hard if you're like illustrating. So they saw my struggle and they gifted me one, which is really cool. And I just started using that, and I'm now doing like illustrations for fun.
Nice.
Maybe building my portfolio.
Maybe.
And yeah, just having fun with it. What I did do though is I don't have like a to-do list or bullet journal or anything, so I have a lot of like tasks and things I'm thinking of all the time, and I really need to get a bullet journal so I can just write it all down and don't have to hold on to it in my brain. I think people are just distracted today.
Alrighty, I'm gonna give the mic to Chamba over at the left.
Yeah, mic drop. No, sorry. I don't know what's wrong.
I'm like on Too Good To Go, the app right now.
Hey,
I want to get lunch. But it looks so good.
It's too late for that. You should have done this.
No.
Tonight. You know. Anyways, Mary,
I could talk about that.
Why are you on your phone though?
Because I know. She's always on her phone.
Nay is always doing something else. So I was in IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
And I love IKEA. I saw a meme where there was like, okay, Europa Park, like kind of Disneyland, is for children and for the grown-ups, IKEA.
True, but and I never really liked. I didn't even like.
Oh, those I wanted to say
entertainment parks.
I'm so between because I love both.
I always just really spend so much time in IKEA as a kid. I don't know what I mean. You too, because you lived really close.
I live right next
but
to.
But I don't enjoy rides or anything. So I think you can imagine. Like, I don't really have much to do in those parks. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Except food.
I love rides, but I was always too tall for that.
Oh no!
I was as a child. I was always scared to go on the crazy rides, so I wanted to go on the normal rides for normal 6 year old. But there was always a limit, and I was too tall for
them. Yeah, at one
because
point
I was
we were
tall.
Too tall. Yeah.
So I never could go on the easy rides.
So
at first
pro.
It was like a pain in the Europa Park, but now I'm going on all of them.
I don't know that feeling, so I'm sure that's cool.
Yeah, I like the feeling that you're safe, but it's like that unsafe feeling.
Yeah, I just only feel the unsafe.
But like I can lock it in my mind
that
it's
good.
Safe. I was in IKEA and got a lot of stuff. And
I still need to see your dresser. You built it, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
Wait, you already got it?
Yeah. Oh. And yesterday I wanted to, I have like a big closet, yeah, from IKEA, but I didn't want it anymore because it takes a lot of room. Mm,
it's just so bulky.
It's so
It just
huge.
Fills up the room so much.
And I don't need the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I have like just random stuff in it, which mm-hmm. oops, which I could do somewhere else. Yeah. I hope. I don't know. I don't see the place right now, but yeah, there will be some. But I want to get rid of it. So I started yesterday alone, and I think I hurt my back because you remember we built it up mm-hmm. there, so it's like really hard to get it out, this door,
especially in your apartment, if everything is already like,
it was already a mess because everything was out of that closet, then it was a mixture of building up the other one it's just everywhere. And I don't know.
But imagine how good it's going to look when everything is like put away.
I know.
It needs to. I love when everything is out because then you can just deal with it and then only put back what you want to keep and stuff like that mm-hmm. and organize it properly.
Yeah.
I think that's just necessary. Like I just took everything out of my room as well. And now I'm just keeping everything in the boxes until I organize it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still going to declutter stuff because it just becomes a mess if you don't have the perfect system. And I mean, who does?
It's just, you always look at it and you don't have, like, it's like, it doesn't spark joy. Mm-hmm. Marie Kondo.
Yeah, and I also think you can always improve, you know, even if you've done the KonMari technique or method. I've done it like a couple of times and I feel like, oh yeah, that's good. And then a year later, I'm like, you know what? This doesn't spark joy anymore. I've yeah. just got into the mindset
sense.
Where I just always, again, reevaluate. Does this, you know, still spark joy?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, now that was a weekly reflection. I totally forgot, like, what our topic is.
Yeah.
You still have something else?
No.
Okay, so let's get Ooh. Back to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking about and talking about school, but I'm mm-hmm. not that keen on it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we're not the best students you can find.
We're not. I mean, I am not the best. I'm not saying that we are necessarily bad at school, but that doesn't really matter. Like, I think our relationship with school just isn't that great, I think.
I think we're good at studying, but we're not that good at being friends with the whole
school system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what just happened? I just really don't have good relationships with systems, especially the school system.
I feel like we are really open and we're really motivated to study or learn like specific things.
Yeah, like we love learning, but and I think what's sad is that school like took that away from me. Like I just hated learning because of school.
Yeah.
And now that I'm out of it, I'm finding new ways to learn, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think school didn't really help me. It helped me with like learning techniques and stuff like that, which is valuable, but it didn't help me really learn things I was interested in, mm-hmm. you know.
It helped me learn. I love learning a mm-hmm. lot.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But I don't love to learn so many things at the same time, mm-hmm. which is really stressful. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
What about you?
I just spilled my drink.
My opinion on the school system.
Or do you think there's something about the Swiss school system? I don't think we should like come on here and judge it, but
it has a really high standard yeah. like, compared to other school systems. You just like
a
learn
really
a lot
high.
And like
a really high.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I learned a lot in school, which I'm really thankful for. But also there are a lot of things that I'm like, why did I have to learn that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm happy that I had like geography and history because we just learned, I think this is different in every country, mm-hmm. but we just learned about Europe and like the relations between Switzerland, obviously, and the other mm-hmm. countries in Europe and the World War and everything, which is mm-hmm. interesting because it's still, I mean, there's that influenced how everything looks today, right? And then also geography, I just learned so much about my own country, which was really helpful. Uh-huh. And like the nature and like how glaciers work and mm-hmm. that we have so much water and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Everything makes so much sense, you know, mm-hmm. that we have a bit, but it's just a bit, it's just a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially if you go to gymnasium, mm-hmm. it's yeah. a lot of things. Like, of course you have a focus, but then I just feel like it's just so many subjects.
It's mm-hmm. so many subjects mm-hmm. and it's all in different directions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, it's a bit the same direction. Mm-hmm. It's just completely different.
Mm-hmm. There's like 10 different subjects.
Yeah.
And you have to learn all of those at the same time, and it's like a lot of
I think with me it was 12, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Switzerland is like exclusive for this, we're just talking about school now.
But then again, I feel like I did have some subjects that overlapped. It was like always those movements.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
true.
First World War, and then in German you have like the literature from there, and then in English it's like the English.
Yeah, at some point it was like a bit
floating
in. I know what you mean. But it was just... It's just too much for a human brain. I always mm-hmm. say my brain is too huge.
Especially with the homework and like the time limits, and you just have to do everything so fast, and it's just really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's like, for me, it was really hard and stressful because I couldn't handle it well. But then I've talked to people who are like, oh yeah, that was really easy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But also at the same time, I have the feeling that so many people are in the same, you know, mm-hmm. in the same situation where they are just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many people who are really like 100% happy when they are in school. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
I just feel it doesn't really it didn't encourage me to learn, like it didn't help me grow in the things I was interested in. It mm-hmm. like kept me from them, which I don't know, that you know, like I think I would have been a lot happier if I would have been able to, you know, become good at the things I was interested in, because at the end, like, that's what you're gonna do after school anyways, you know mm-hmm. what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, what made me a bit sad is before I went to high school, like, you can choose different high schools, or we could, and I wish someone would have told me that there were art high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just things like that, like people don't really talk about it.
Yeah, it's mostly after your obligatory school time, 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, with me it was like this, you can go mm-hmm. to
high school.
Yeah. It's so complicated. Mm-hmm. Even here in the different areas,
that's
it's
true.
Different systems, mm-hmm. so it's really complicated. But then you can also go to an apprenticeship. And it's just so... I was finishing school with... I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go... in the age of 15 to work, because I wasn't that responsible yet, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like, no way I could go mm-hmm. every day to work and have this responsibility. So I felt like pressure to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Though it wasn't maybe my way, so.
Yeah, I didn't feel ready when I was done with those 9 years to start working somewhere, because I just didn't. I kind of knew that I wanted to do YouTube and the things I do right now, so I knew that nothing would compare, like nothing would help me with that, and I didn't really didn't want to start any random job that I wasn't interested in.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to learn more. That's why I wanted to go to high school.
I just mm-hmm. I knew after fifth grade that I was gonna go to mm-hmm. this to the school, you know.
And also, I wanted to study.
Me,
which
no,
you can only
I don't
do
think
when
I
you
ever
applies.
Wanted to study
high mm-hmm. school thing.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing thing here.
Yeah. It's just I'm a bit sad that like other jobs aren't as encouraged. It's like mm-hmm. you can be amalted. What's that?
Where you just
like a bricklayer or like electrician or work at like a hospital.
And then you're committed to it like 4 years.
And you need to decide so early.
Yeah, four, I mean, with like years. 13, 14, I'm you sorry. Need to know what you do next year.
I need to know at the age of 14 because then I had to apply where I want to go for the next 4 years. Then I'm 19. I'm not yet 19. I would have decided where I am now.
Yeah.
That's that's a crazy thought.
And we had this, like, it was an exhibition, and they showed, like, different jobs, and it was literally just was jobs like that.
10 jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't they talking about creative jobs? Why aren't they, like, being, like, you can be an artist.
You can be a set designer.
You can do so many things.
You can be a painter that you can, like, learn how to mix the right colors, and like, you don't have to be a painter.
I think it's a bit better now, but it's still a bit overwhelming. How do you know with 15 years old? You don't always know what's your passion.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
sorry. Yes.
I wouldn't have thought of a creative job then, but now I'm like, I think I could only do a creative job. Mm-hmm. Even with like programs with Adobe
Illustrator and stuff.
Yeah, I would love that, but then I didn't even know that this existed.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if that has to do with how I think our country is quite conservative. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people just see this like this path that they need to go, like they need to go and study, or they need to do like one of these jobs, and that's like basically all. A lot of people think like that, and that's why we don't even talk about the jobs that you don't, that don't necessarily have like specific steps that you can take. Like, there's no plan for that, you know, how you become this or that, or for example, there's no plan on how you become a successful, don't know, musician. I think you can like study music and stuff like that, but it's not one of the encouraged things.
But it's
things.
Also more like a bit, I would say, dry studying. You have to learn a lot of I don't know, notes and such.
Oh yeah, you mean like compared to you,
yeah,
like
it's more,
if you want to become a musician, you don't have
chess,
to study.
I think that's the most common.
Yeah, true.
You can study.
It's just like things that there are theories for.
Yeah, and also yeah, I think Nane me talked about this week once, that we don't know if it's really like this, but I think especially in the earlier stages of school, like they don't really promote art, like art as an option for a job and things like that.
Yeah,
the older you get, the older you get, I think there's more options, and a lot of more people are doing things in the arts because they just discovered that world. But it's not like promoted, you know?
Yeah.
Do you both feel like living here limits you in any way, or you feel like you're missing out?
You mean like geographically or because of the political system or
anything?
I think I feel really free to do whatever I want to do, because even if I couldn't find a job or whatever, there's like that off where you can like find jobs, or if you've worked somewhere and you get fired, you get your pay for 2 years, stuff like that. And there's so many schools, there's so many programs you can do. Also, like with traveling, you can go to so many different places, there's so many trains. Also with, I don't know, I feel pretty free here.
So you don't feel like you've missed anything, or like that in other countries they have things that we didn't have?
No, I feel like we're pretty,
I don't agree with the school thing. I mean, but it's not the fault of Switzerland. It's like Switzerland is too small for that. For example,
that
my neighbor had to go to London to study like musical stuff or something like this, or you rather go for like music production or something like this, you go rather in abroad. So I think, like as we said, I think when it comes to creative stuff, you go more out of the country.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I feel so too, really connected to the next, to the last topic, that in Switzerland, maybe that's not the sector that is most developed also in education on that part. And it's more, a lot of people here just study economics and law and technical jobs, which is good because we have amazing schools for that. But I think in the artist sense or in the creative sense, it's a bit limiting. And also, I mean, just geographically, like the size of the country limits like the opportunities you have, I guess. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to, mm-hmm. but I feel like for us, or for me at least, I can definitely see that. And I mean, most jobs I get or opportunities I get are not from Switzerland, you know what
true,
I mean?
True.
So yeah, but otherwise, I only always, when I was younger, like I always wanted to have like the same stores like they had like around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And like the same products. But I feel like these days we almost have everything like in a, like I always wanted to have like the same things like people showed in their YouTube videos, and most YouTubers I watched were from America and or like from the United States.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And I always wanted the things that they had, but I think these days we have everything. Like we even have Muji now.
Yeah.
Like we don't even really have to travel. Like
no,
I used
this
to go
lost.
I used to love shopping in London and stuff because mm-hmm. they had stores that we didn't have, but
Forever 21.
As I said, we've like it's
but
developed
still,
so much, yeah.
I don't think that Forever 21 exists anymore.
Oh yeah, that's
really?
Actually really good.
They are bankrupt.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Yeah,
whoa.
Could be. I think I've heard it.
I'm not sure, but I always watch trash news, so mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, but I was always jealous about Primark, but now I'm like really
yeah,
disgusted
yeah.
by that.
Me too.
So yeah.
But I mean,
I'm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, I don't know where I wanted to go.
Me neither.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's. I couldn't imagine to live somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
but that's because I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Switzerland.
I love it as well, but like that makes me know that I'm going to come back, but I definitely want to live in other places.
Yeah, I think I want to die
try
here.
It out.
Okay.
So, no, it's like my father says he wants to die in Gambia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I want to... experience maybe some other places,
yeah,
but in the end I want to be old here and want to die here.
Mm. Yeah, me
and
too.
Yeah, I mean I'm already overwhelmed here. I said it once, I'm overwhelmed here in Zurich, so I have to be first confident enough to go like to New York or
yeah.
LA or uh-huh. something like this, because I would love to go once there, but right now I'm just mm-hmm. Yo, Zurich is already once.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stop.
Yo.
Yes.
So, if that's all, I think we've talked about
inspiration.
Some cool topics about Switzerland.
Sorry.
we're definitely going to talk about it more. And yeah, as Jampa said.
Maybe you have questions for us for next time we talk about Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love answering questions. And we always look at the suggestions that you gave us on our Instagram story.
Yo, can I say something?
Yeah.
Last time we spoke in Swiss Gem, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some messages and I read one and she was like, she's not that good yet in Swiss German. She wrote, Hoi zusammen, ich hoffe, dass euch geht sehr gut.
Mm-hmm.
My Schweizerdeutsch is still god awful. Like, she's speaking Swiss German a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like,
what?
Is this a thing?
I don't know.
that you learn Swiss German?
I don't know how.
Because it's like, not even the Germans understand us always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are like, when we speak like German, they think we speak Swiss German, but it's just our German.
Yeah.
It's
really?
Yeah. Oh. A lot of them think that.
Mm.
And also
so,
we have so many different dialects.
And she, in the end she wrote, can't wait to hear more. Ich wünsche euch alle einen schönen Abend.
That's
so
good though. Yeah.
That's so good. I was
I know,
like,
right?
What the...
That's so cute.
That's next level because it's so hard to. I don't think that I could speak Swiss German. I love that. I wouldn't have
as
learned.
Kids, we just learn languages, and then we, you know, but we're not even conscious of it. We just learn it, and mm-hmm. then you can just speak it. That's
and
so
everybody
cool.
does it different.
And can I please say that we learn languages by mimicking how other people talk, like how our parents talk. We mm-hmm. just copy the way that they talk.
Yeah, because
so
it's like
crappy shit.
50 minutes down the road, they are speaking a different German.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Swiss
true.
German. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody told once my mom that the place where she grew up, because of her German, mm-hmm. because it was like this Prattlendeutsch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's crazy, because that's just a, like a
yeah,
village.
I think language is so interesting.
Yeah.
Rorty, so
okay, sorry. This
now
is
we
just
can get into
thing.
Our weekly inspiration.
Inspiration.
Nate, do you want to start? Because you're kind of freestyling.
Let me think real quick. What inspired me this week? Well, I'm always like on the lookout for cool artists and illustrators. Mm-hmm. And also, I always find new cool Skillshare classes. And I found this one of a really cool illustrator. She's based like in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot her name, but she was really cool and really inspiring. And what else? I don't know. Just I really like winter,
mm-hmm.
and somehow I like that it's getting dark early. It's kind of cozy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you start thinking of like getting ready for bed at 5 already. You're like, oh, I need to.
True.
Cook and
you
clean and then I'll sleep.
Bed.
Yeah. I don't know. That was kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't relate.
No, I can.
I mean too earlier to bed.
Oh yeah, no.
To go to
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what inspired me, I mentioned before, but just journaling right now is just helping me organize my thoughts. And wow, I just had a deja vu because I said that in my video. But just staying in touch with what I'm thinking, and I have so many ideas the whole time and things I need to write down. And I mean, it's just sad if you think about everything we think about. What the heck, that sentence. But I'm just scared of losing good ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as Nay said, I love winter, and I love that we have seasons and that there's a change and you need to constantly adjust and it keeps you on your feet. And
mm-hmm.
I freaking love candles, and I love it when it's
yeah.
cozy and you can just chill at home, and then you go out and get some fresh air and you freeze your
mm-hmm.
fingers off and then you go in again. I like that.
I forgot to say something. So mm-hmm. Juice and I always watch
Juice-a-na.
Pose. If anyone knows that mm-hmm. show on Netflix, it's so good.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
it just, Juice and I talked about this, but it speaks up about or speaks up on oppression and transgender rights and gay
mm-hmm.
rights and all of that stuff, racism. It was really intense, and I just got to learn like a whole new level, or I could relate on a whole new level, and it was just really amazing.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, I also found a new series. It's called Baby, and it's an Italian series. And
hey, I know that.
And I
did
love
I
it.
Recommend it?
You
I
watch
just found
it?
It?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I watch it with Timo, and
mm-hmm.
then I really am mad about that, because I always find the coolest series.
Mm-hmm.
I show it to him, then I wait again till he's at my, you know, I watched already 8. Episodes
mm-hmm.
and then he comes in and I watch everything again from the beginning.
Cheers.
And then he just watches
without
me.
Oh no.
And then he's done, and I'm and the spark of like the special moment to watch it together, and I always the thought I have to show that to Timo is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't watch it anymore because I'm like mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
but that's a cool series.
Yeah, and it's so intense right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
where are you at?
Like season 2 in the middle. Holy crap!
Oh my God. You are even
it's
further
so
than me.
It's so intense, dude. But I love watching it in Italian.
Yeah.
I love how they talk.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't watch it in Italian.
But only when I'm like working, I just put it on German or English, and then
yeah.
I can listen.
Mm-hmm. I always work next.
Mm-hmm.
Can you watch series just like this? I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, because
I know what you mean though.
Yeah, I have to, because otherwise I like don't work properly. I know like you can work beside, like, you know what I mean? But for some things, most of the things, I don't like to watch something
that's
wild.
That's so good.
So I'm like switching off and I'm like, okay, now I'm only going to watch, you know?
That's so good, because I have a real problem to not have something like a podcast or a series next to it. I don't work without it. So I have to like...
I need that too sometimes, you know?
To go back, because when you make music, you should listen to something.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying, but it doesn't make sense. So yeah, I need to. That's a bad habit for me.
And what's your inspiration, though?
I think that I was like, I'm always so insecure with my music, with me, and my relationship to music. But the last 2 weeks, I just, every day I watch a bit of production classes. And I think I feel better about myself because of this, because it's just a thing which I wanted since 2 years. I have to feel it. I think 1 year for sure. And I always said, I want to do this. And now I'm just... really digging in.
Yay.
Every day.
Yay. Yeah, I'm so excited when we can like start learning that as well. Like I wanted to buy Ableton like a year ago. I still didn't do it, but one day I'm gonna learn. But it's not, as I said, like, it's for you, it's like something more important, you know? For me, it's just something cool that I want to try. It's so cool that you like that when you immerse yourself more in it, which is scary, you know, you just need to learn a bit more, then you feel more comfortable. And it's like so cool to see that you have, you know, that you feel good about it. I think I think if those were all our last
my yeah was so Swiss somehow.
Your fault.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so end the episode here. Thank you so much for watching.
Great.
I don't even know what we talked about.
Bye.
See you next Monday.
Okay, bye.